J'aimerais vous entendre effectivement sur une question moi, qui m'a travaillé dans le film, c'est qu'on entend un intervenant à un moment dire qu'il n'y a pas de réel intérêt économique qui soutienne la traite des femmes. Or, on a quand même le sentiment dans ce que vous dites, Madame Van Rensselaer, que ce n'est pas le cas, qu'il y a quand même un intérêt économique, en tout cas pour une couche d'exploitants. Dans la traite des femmes et qui explique aussi qu'elle perdure. Madame Agatissé, vous êtes vraiment experte hein, dans la question de la traite des femmes. On imagine dans des pays où le tourisme sexuel, par exemple, est très développé, il y a un vrai intérêt, mauvais certes, hein, mais économique qui existe, non ?
Actually, agree with that affirmation that there's no economic interest on the part of states or whatever in the question of trafficking and in the monetary result that comes from it. We are talking of an industry that generates over $10 billion yearly. So we are not talking of chicken change, which I'm talking of billions of dollars. And many states are earning huge amounts of scarce foreign exchange from these monies. So many times, yes, the laws are there. I quite agree when Ms. Ilani says laws alone are not enough to address the issue. The laws are there. But the political will is lacking, mainly because there is a vested economic interest in it. So many states are ready to turn a blind eye. The question of corruption. In many of these countries, you have government officers directly involved in the trafficking and exploitation of the poor. And these are things that their governments know, but almost nothing is being done. If at all anything is being done, there is more lip service being paid to it than actual activities, serious actions being taken to contrast it. So it isn't true that states don't have an interest. They do, and that's a lot.
And you would observe this on the international level as well, not in any countries. C'est dans tous les pays la même chose, pas seulement dans les pays du tiers-monde, c'est bien économique.
Yes, in all countries of the world. It's either a question, the main interest they have is of an economic nature. Then the second interest is that of a social nature, where people say to avoid having to deal with social issues at home, they turn a blind eye. For instance, the question of incest, the question of domestic violence, and they say, oh, this kind of lifts the pressure. In just turning a blind eye and allowing the abuse to continue, while what would be healthier and more profitable in the long run would be that of addressing the social issues, that of instituting programs in schools that would teach the women their rights, because many women unfortunately do not know their rights, and that also teach men their rights to say that, look, if you behave in a certain manner, it is your choice, but it is not proper. I mean, to change a certain kind of paternalistic culture that sees women as objects, the objectification of women. So there's a need to work on these social problems and not just pretend that they don't exist and then allow the abuse to continue. Because if we continue like that, it's all talk.
Niveau social, niveau économique, juste pour continuer sur le niveau économique, Madame Gilani, ça veut dire finalement que tant qu'il y a des clients, on parle toujours de clients hein, d'ailleurs dans le film, pour qui sont destinés à la traite des femmes, tant qu'il y a des clients, la traite des femmes existe. Donc ça veut dire que quoi ? On arrive forcément à une solution on criminalise totalement les clients. pour réussir à lutter contre la traite des femmes.
Really begins at home. This film tells its own story. These children were sold by many of these children were sold by their parents. So there is an economic interest that goes right to the family, which you actually be a unit where people and women and children are looking for protection. So that unit in itself has become a negative element that spurs this whole trade. Yes, I do feel that there is a responsibility in the moment to the name which will never go away. It is the responsibility of the state to prevent exploitation and sacrifice for the moment. And I do believe that this will come.
Apportement d'un tiers responsabilité.